Give it up for him. Oski Woski is back yet again on the Reality Rap Show on the RRS. You know what I mean? He got things going on in his world. You know, good to see you. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you back with us.
Man, I'm glad to be here.
You know what I mean?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mac, listen. Give it up for him. Come on. You know, he's unfiltered today. You know, so he's rolling. He's dolo. He's not interrupted by Big Chris. You know, shout out to Big Chris or SPB out here. It's Oski Woski, one way street down O Avenue. You know what I mean? What you got going on, man? How's everything, man? You know, summer's ending. You know what I mean? You can't get to the bars and happy hours and shit and grab on fat asses and things like that. So. You know, what you been doing with your time besides, you know, working and shit like that, man? What's going on with you, brother?
Bring the happy hour here to the crib.
Oh, man, happy hour to the crib.
Drink some fat ass to the crib. The happy hour here. You might want to come over and inbox me.
Oh, man. OC's allowed, man. I mean, now listen, man. Now, with this COVID shit going on, man, and, you know, you still, you know, you're a parent, still got a, you know, a kid in school. You know, a child in school, myself as well. You know, shout out to all our children and everybody that got children in school getting ready to go back doing this crazy-ass nonsense if they go back. The ones that got to sit home with the parents, they got to look across, you know, at their parent every damn day, 5 days a week. Shout out to y'all. You know, y'all need some drinks. I mean, I'm sure a happy hour started at 11.
Happy hour starting at 8 o'clock.
In the morning? Yeah, oh, man. Listen,
not
man.
Not for me, for the parents.
I mean, I understand.
The parents stuck home with their kids.
Yeah, the parents.
They already pissed off that they laid off because of COVID-19 or lost their job. So, yeah. Look at the ugly ass kids, too.
Man. Oh, man. Not the ugly ass kids, man.
Snot. About their nose. Look at the attitudes.
Oh, man.
Get on your goddamn laptop. I'll whoop your ass.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I could just imagine, man, fucking only going to school for like, what, 2 days a week, 3 days a week?
That's crazy.
Oh, man. That's, I don't know what I'll be doing my fucking time, man, like in the crib. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, because you got to figure, we didn't have the internet and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Back then, if we had that shit, oh, we definitely be getting some trouble. Yeah. Like, what? Just to say, like, yo, motherfucker, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, other schools out the same time you out? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You already know. Already know. I'm down the street at another school around the corner. Well, we going to go to this side of town, that side of town. They can't have, I will say this, you know, all the parents that got, you know, that got, you know, got the virtual schools. You know what I mean? I hope that everybody ain't virtual school on the same damn days. You know, somebody got to go to school on a certain day, alternate days. Because if you got two rival schools and shit like that out of school the same time, they're getting in trouble, man.
Yeah.
They're getting in trouble. Either that or it's going to be some grandparents
especially,
coming quick.
Especially
believe that.
Especially back then when we was in school because... You imagine having the internet, all the trouble that now. But back then, you know, that's when niggas are still getting official ass whoopers by their parents.
Yeah.
Kids them get ass whoopers.
Yeah, big difference. Shout out to that, man.
If we would have had that shit they got now back then, a lot of my parents would have Davis cases.
Yeah, that's the shout out.
Shit they getting into now.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of real single parents. It'd be a lot of be wumps because somebody getting locked
man,
the fuck up
a lot of mommy
in the
dearest,
household.
A lot
man.
Of mommy dearest,
you can't
so,
do that.
A lot of, what's Michael Jackson's pop's name?
Oh, Joe Jackson.
A lot of Joe Jackson.
Shout out to Joe Jackson whipping ass, man. Some of these kids need to get their ass whipped. Y'all about to find out how really bad your fucking kid is. You know what I'm saying? In school, when the teacher's sending shit back and forth saying, you know, your child got problems and little Billy biting on asses and shit like that, whatever's going on, you about to find out what the fuck's wrong with your dumbass child and whatever pills you got to put him on. So, or her on. So,
that's the problem right there, the pills. Put the nigga on a belt.
That's what I mean.
Belt buckle across his ass.
A belt buckle? The buckle?
Across his ass, man. Put that LV belt right across his ass.
Oh, man.
Let them fucking LV letters be embroiled. Yeah. Gucci, whatever you wear.
Yeah.
Let that sign me right across his ass. Right across his ass.
Oh, man.
That's the problem with today's youth. But as far as the kids, don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough. Tough for the parents. It's tough for the kids. You know, kids want to see friends.
Yeah.
A lot of them, there's a lot of kids that really enjoy school. And they, you know, it's sad. And then for the older kids that are athletes, it's really sad because they're missing out on crucial time. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
COVID's just in the way.
Yeah. And you know, shout out to all the Division 1s, Division 2s, and, you know, Division 3 as well. You know, all the athletes, you know what I mean, that's going through this as well, man. You know what I mean? Like, if y'all doing y'all thing to all the sports, I know y'all got to bear with it, and it's not the same.
But,
you know,
shout out to the teachers, too, because...
Teachers and the coaches, training staff as well.
Yeah. You know, it's tough for the teachers because they're afraid to go back to work, and I don't blame them because, you know, they got to look out for their own families, too, so they can't... It's a shame they gotta take the risk of getting sick and then bringing it back home to their own family. So it's a tough situation for everybody, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I just pray and hope it works out for the best. But we gotta be whatever these school districts decide on. We have to be safe about it and smart and safe about it.
Okay.
So, but I do support, I support remote learning. And
I was gonna ask you that. Was you pro, you know, virtual learning or you know, physically getting your black ass back to school or whatever was going on?
I'm a little bit of both. So I support the hybrid. A lot of schools and districts got the hybrid schedules going on where you come maybe 1 or 2 days a week and the rest is remote. And I'm with that because it gives the kids that it keeps them like normalized at the same time. You know, that they're dealing with this COVID stuff, this pandemic.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up as it is. I say be creative. Those that got talent, do something with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't want to sit in the crib and look crazy and watch.
Get on your parents' nerves.
You know, get on your parents' nerves or.
Goddamn Gucci buckle across your face.
You going to get fresh ones. Fresh ones out here, man. You know what I mean? You don't want that. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Listen to your fucking parents, man, while you're home during this COVID. Learn something. Listen to your teachers. You know what I mean? And we can all get through this, man. We can be trying to make some better leaders out here so we ain't got to go through this again. You know what I mean? So, you know, this is AC5 right here, and I got Oski Woski with me. You know what I mean? We rapping the taste right here. We be back with y'all in a little bit now. Oh man, fuck it. We back, man. RS show. Oski Woski still here in the building with me. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna ask this cat over here. I'm gonna ask him what his top five boxes are, man. My top five boxes. How can I say? Let me go with Ali. I got Ali as my top. You know what I mean? I guess I've got him as number one. So I got Ali. I got Tyson in there. Got Tyson at two. Give me Sugar Ray Leonard at three. Give me Sugar Ray Robinson at four. My fifth boxer. I'm kind of like a heavyweight dude, so fuck with the heavyweights. Give me, but then again, just give me Mayweather in there, man. Come on, shout out to that, man, because, the money team. Come on, man, defeated. What happened? Was that a mic drop moment? I think it was. That was a mic drop moment, man. What's going on? What you saying? So what you saying, man? What you saying over there, Woski, man? That's not a good top five. Going on, Scott?
Top five was cool. Mayweather, I don't know, man.
Mayweather's questionable, man. Yeah,
he ducks certain niggas, man.
I throw Hagler in there as a little six, man, somewhere around there. You know, Hagler, I throw him in there as a six.
For Mayweather?
I mean, Mayweather undefeated, though, man. You know, he got a flawless record. Your record is flawless. I mean, that says everything. He didn't duck any fighters from what I know. You know boxing like I know boxing.
Huh?
He didn't duck any box. He didn't duck any matches.
He didn't duck Pacquiao in his prime.
He fought Pacquiao.
No. He fought Pacquiao when he was washed.
He fought Pacquiao, man.
He's supposed to fight Pacquiao back in 2010. That nigga did no parts of Pacquiao. No parts.
Come on, man.
What? I'm lying?
I ain't saying. Wasn't Pacquiao on drugs?
That was never proven.
I'm sorry. Wasn't he taking performance enhancing that he could play baseball and knock a ball out the yard?
That was never proven.
The field, you know what I'm saying?
That was never proven.
You know, he could have did a lot of things. He could have beat Usain Bolt, the stuff that he was on, man. Come on, man. You can't be taking things like you.
Never proven.
He failed drug tests.
Just like it was never proven about Barry Bonds. But where's the proof?
But why wouldn't he take the blood test, man?
Who said he wouldn't?
He wouldn't take the blood. When that was supposed to go down.
You the best.
He would not. Pacquiao refused to take the blood test. He said he would take urine only, but he's not. Listen, he didn't want to go with the needle because he knew he had something in the system, man.
Besides all that.
Come on, man.
Okay. Fuck Pacquiao. Besides that, the nigga Mayweather was taking. He was picking niggas we even never heard of before. I want to fight.
Josh. What you mean nobody never heard of before?
What's the Mexican boy's name?
Which one?
Eddie Guerrero looking nigga. Who the fuck? No one heard of that fucking nigga. He's like, yeah. He was like, yeah.
Oh,
he's undefeated. I'm taking him. Come on, man.
You
don't keep making excuses for your boy.
He fought Alvarez in his prime, which
Alvarez
is a major fight. Alvarez was like 20 something and no.
Fight Alvarez now.
Oh man, come on.
Fight Alvarez now.
What's your top five? Come on, man. You play. Listen.
Fight Errol Spence. Matter of fact,
it's too late to be fighting guys like that now. You can't do that.
Let's get into that.
It's too late to be fighting guys like that.
How about Errol Spence dropped him in a sparring session? But he made a nigga sign a contract and pay him not to talk about this shit.
I believe that.
No, it's facts.
I believe that.
You on YouTube. Some other niggas can talk about it.
I believe that.
Because they can, but Errol Spence can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, then that happened. Shout out. Hey, man, listen.
These niggas, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Listen, I ain't taking up for money.
I'm just going off of records.
Listen.
Show me something in the ring. Put somebody in front of him. That man went down.
Pay-per-view was awesome.
When he was pretty boy, you know what I'm saying?
He was pretty boy Floyd.
Yeah, you was fucking with him.
He was a killer. Once he got on this money made shit, I don't know who the fuck happened. He was picking and choosing, ducking and shucking. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
That nigga ain't won no parts of Pacquiao, man. Pacquiao was a pit bull back then, man.
Didn't he beat Cotto, man?
Who?
Mayweather.
Cotto was done.
I mean, these are names, though. I mean, that was in that division.
Names that was Washington.
You know what I'm saying?
Cotto been done up. Cotto ain't been done up.
I don't know. I mean, he was on a roll, if I wasn't mistaken, at the time.
When he was fighting, Cotto was?
I thought he was on a roll.
Man, Margarito already had trashed that.
Margarito, he had things in his gloves, man. That don't count, man.
Okay,
he was
Pacquiao
walking around with
the
exactly, and he beat Pacquiao. Mayweather. That's my point exactly,
man.
It's all
Pacquiao,
it was around the same time, man.
When I say washed up. Give Pacquiao the soap in the club. He's washed.
Yeah.
That 2010, 2011 in Pacquiao, nah, he ain't want no parts of that, man. He was scared.
I wouldn't say he was scared.
That nigga was scared.
I guess he was
coming with mad excuses. Let's take the Olympic style dope test. Check his hands.
I check everything.
Get a blood sample from his nutsack.
Wherever you got to get it from, man. Wherever you got to get it from his hair.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Whatever's going on.
Nah, he was scared, man.
Come on, man.
No other fighter scared
man.
With that.
Come on, man. All right, OC, man. What you got? Who your top five, man?
Top five, man.
What you got, man? Come on.
Top five.
Come on with it.
Tyson, number one.
Okay.
Ali, number two. Number one, Joe Lewis.
Okay.
Number
three. Mike
Tyson.
Ali, Joe Lewis. Look at this four. Okay, yep.
Roy Jones is five.
Ah, okay.
I don't mention Pacquiao.
Pacquiao, I will mention.
True Warriors. No ducking.
I get it.
Are you the best ever? You got stuck by T.I.
They get snuffed by
T.I.
They had some stuff going. That was the bodyguards and bodyguards. That was bodyguard. Nah, there was something like that, man.
His own pops told him wasn't shit.
I mean, but listen, family beef is always like that. You know, it's hard to get in between that. And then speaking of the Tyson and you say Roy Jones.
Yeah.
What you think about that right there?
Tyson gonna kill that nigga.
Yeah.
Fat, out of shape, and slow. Tyson looking like Cuss got resurrected.
Shout out to anybody that seen
Tyson like
Iron Mike.
Cuss came out the grave.
Still doing this thing out there, shadow boxing, and you know he's looking all right. If he's focused and all
looking
that good
great
stuff,
for his age.
Yeah, I can see this doing a little something right there. So, would you get that on pay per view? You know that John? Would you get a?
I got money to blow.
You know, hey, listen, Oski Wolski might be getting the fight.
I'm getting it.
just because it's Tyson. Well, shit, man.
Well, listen, I don't want everybody out here talking shit about Roy. Like, Roy wasn't that nigga at one point.
Yes. Roy was that deal.
Yeah.
He was that deal.
Roy.
Come on, man. That's the only fight I know that can fight with his guard down and and stick you with the speed.
Yeah.
With a two-piece.
I just don't know.
Sometimes three. You know what I mean? With the guard down. So
Roy's kind of ahead of his time, too.
Yes, he perfected
Tyson,
that.
Yeah.
He perfected that. So, yeah. And to move up in the weight classes that Roy did move up in.
And,
you know what I mean?
Shout out to Roy and Tyson because they never picked and chose their opponents.
Yeah.
They smashed whatever came in front of them.
That's 100%.
They never ducked nobody.
That's 100%. Nah, not
never,
at all.
Ever.
Not at all.
Oh, another six man, Evander Holyfield.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the real deal, Holyfield. Honorable mention. 100%. That's on both sides of the fence right there. Yeah, man. You know, that's how that's going down. Right there. Top five.
We need to get Mayweather on this show.
If Mayweather, if you listening, hit OC up at what's your Instagram, man, OC?
I mean,
what
I fucked
you,
Mayweather. Don't get fucked up, man. Nah,
y'all need to follow each other.
I became a Mayweather fan. Nah, all bullshit aside, like I said, he was a pretty boy. He was a killer. Like, that night he knocked out Chico Corrales.
Yeah.
That's when I became a true fan. I was like, yeah, he the truth. He wasn't on paper, he wasn't supposed to win that fight. He was an underdog. He knocked Chico Corrales the fuck out.
Okay. That's some talking about a little history right there for y'all,
Chico,
man.
Chico Corrales.
Yeah.
Another
good
fighter, rest in peace, that was decent.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely party people out there, so that's our top five boxers right there on the Reality Rap Show. So y'all got some top five boxes out there that didn't get mentioned. You know, hit us up. Let us know what's going on. It's your man AC5 right here. Wodoski Woski. Get ready to hop on this plane. Get up on out of here. See you later, y'all.